Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Supreme Court has ruled that a search of the home of convicted murderer Patrick Quirk, during which key prosecution evidence was seized, was unlawful. Judges found the warrant was invalid as it did not specify that computers were to be seized and analysed. Patrick Quirk is serving a life sentence for the 2011 murder of Tipperary man Bobby Ryan, also known as DJ Mr Moonlight. The court is to hear further arguments on the consequences of its decision and whether or not Patrick Quirk's conviction will stand. We can get more from our courts reporter Vivian Traynor, who joins us now. Bobby Ryan was last seen in 2011, in June 2011, but it was 2019 before Patrick Quirk was put on trial.
That's right. He disappeared on the 3rd of June in 2011, and it was 2 years later before his remains were discovered in an underground tank on a farm in Tipperary that was leased by Patrick Quirk. Now, prosecutors said that Patrick Quirk had killed Mr. Ryan because he was jealous of his relationship with the owner of the farm, Mary Lowry, and they said that he staged the discovery of the remains 2 years later because he was about to lose the lease on the farm. He was about to leave it and he feared he'd be found out. Now, a key part of the evidence against him in an entirely circumstantial case were these internet searches on his computer about human decomposition and DNA. But the defence had argued both before the Court of Appeal and before the Supreme Court late last year that the warrant used to seize and search the computer was invalid and therefore the search unlawful, because they said that Gardaí, when applying for the warrant, never specified that computers were to be seized and searched.
So what then happened in the Supreme Court today?
Well, the Supreme Court agreed with the defence on that point. They said while a warrant could allow for the physical search of a physical space under the legislation, it's a different matter entirely when a digital space is entered. They said you can examine a computer for something physical, for example, like fingerprints, but if you want to use it as a portal to enter a digital space, that involves a much greater level of intrusion, and therefore the judge issuing the warrant would have to be told about that intention so they can give it proper consideration. It was argued at all stages that when a judge is issuing a warrant, they need to have all the full facts and the information to give it sufficient judicial analysis and oversight before granting that warrant. So they said the Gardaí would have to say that they wanted to search the computer. They'd also have to say what potential evidence they may be looking for or might come across at that point of applying for the warrant. In this case, it didn't happen. There was no mention of digital devices, and therefore the search in relation to the computer was unlawful.
So what happens next? The court has said it will hear further arguments about what are described as the consequences of its decision.
Yes, the court has said it's only making an order on that particular point today. So Patrick Quirk has won on that issue of the validity of the warrant and the lawfulness of the search. But it has only decided on that. So the court now wants to hear further arguments from the prosecution and defence about what the consequences of this decision should be. Now, presumably, the defence will come back and argue that this evidence was so key to the prosecution case, leading to Mr. Quirk's conviction, that his conviction should now be overturned, that his conviction is unsafe. It'll also be up to the prosecution to argue that this wasn't the only evidence against Mr. Quirk, and they'll probably have to show that other elements to the case means the conviction is safe. All that, however, has yet to be teased out before the Supreme Court at a later date.
Yeah, is this a ruling that could have implications in other cases and also perhaps for the way Gardaí are authorised to carry out these sort of searches?
Well, I think it was argued before the Supreme Court that the Gardaí must give those facts, and it will have taken place in other cases where they do have to specify that they're going to search computers. They were just arguing that it wasn't done in this particular case. So certainly it would have implications if someone could show that computers were seized and searched on a very generalised warrant where they didn't make specific reference to digital devices. But there is very well established case law that will say that privacy rights are affected once you go into that digital space, as was described by the court today, and that you do need to give all the full facts to the district court judge who's issuing the warrant. They need to know what likely evidence is to be looked for and seized before they issue the warrant.
Vivian Traynor, courts reporter, thank you very much for that.